The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 6th Chapter, Text Number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 15th, 1968, in San Francisco.
So, we have been discussing Prahlad Maharaj's instruction to his class fellows. Fortunately, we have got some little boy. So, it is very interesting. Prahlad Maharaj was 5 years old boy, and he was preaching Krishna Pada. They are all the boys, and Prahlad Maharaj himself belonged to the atheist class, most materialist. They did not know anything beyond sense danger, that's all. All the fathers of the students, class fellow of Prahlad Maharaj, they belong to the atheist branch. In Sanskrit language, the atheist is called Asura, Assyrian. And the persons who are God conscious, they are called Suras or Aryans. So, they belong to the family of Assyrians or Asuras. So, Prahlad Maharaj, completely atheist, by the grace of Krishna and by the grace of his mother, he became a great devotee. From very childhood, from his birth, he was a devotee. Why he became such a devotee, that is explained in later chapters. We shall come to that. So, he was educating in the school amongst his class fellows to become Krishna conscious. So, he is preaching just in the tiffin hour, in the recess hour, as soon as the teacher's gone, he took the opportunity and stood up on the bench and began to agitate his friends, my dear friends. Kumaram asarit prah. Now, we should become Krishna conscious from this childhood. Don't wait for your old age. Generally people think that when we shall become old, we shall take care of becoming Krishna conscious or God conscious, or go to the church or temple. At present, let us play and enjoy life. The Prahlad Maharaj says, no. Kumaram asarit prajna. Prakru means intelligent. Intelligent means who does not waste time. Time is very valuable. You are American people, you know very well how to utilize time. But time is very valuable, is also accepted in Vedic civilization. There is a very nice verse in Chanakya's law. You just see how much time was considered as valuable by this verse in law. Chanakya Pandit said, Chanakya Pandit was a great politician. He was sometimes Prime Minister of the Emperor of India. So he said, āyusacchanayikopi na labhya sarvakotivhi. He says that a moment, a moment's time of your duration of life, moment, not to speak of hours and days, but moment. He was considering moment to moment. Just like today, 15 March 1968, now it is 7:30 or 7:35. Now, this 1968, 7:35 gone, as soon as it is 7:36, you cannot bring back that 1968, 15th March evening, 7:35 again. Even if you pay millions of dollars, please come back again. No. Finish. So Chanakyavarni says that time is so valuable that if you pay millions of golden coins, you cannot get back even a moment. What is lost is lost for good. Sāce nirathakangani saha. He drew such valuable time spoiled for nothing, without any profit. Kānu hānistato dhita. Just imagine how much you are losing, how greatly you are loser. The thing which you cannot get back by paying millions of dollars, if that is lost for nothing, how much you are losing, just imagine. So, the same thing, Prahlāda Mahārāja says, that dharmāna bhāgavatāna, to become Krishna conscious or God conscious, is so important that we should not lose even a moment's time. Immediately we shall begin. Why? Dullabhanga manavanga janma, manusana janma. He said that this human form of body is very rare. It is obtained after many, many births. The modern civilization, they do not understand what is the value of this human form of life. They think that this body is meant for sense enjoyment like cats and dogs. The cats and dogs, they are also enjoying life in four principles: eating, sleeping, defending and mating. So, human form of life is not meant for spoiling like cats and dogs. Human form of life is meant for something else. And that something else is Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. Because without human form of life, no other body can understand what is God, what is this world, what I am, where from I have come, where I have to go. These things are meant for human life. So, he says that from her childhood, actually, this is essential, from childhood, in the schools, in the colleges, this Bhagavatam dharma, or the occupation of Krishna consciousness, should be introduced. This is necessary, but they do not understand. They think that this part life is all, and this body is all, and there is no other life, next life. They do not believe it. This is all due to ignorance. Life is eternity, and this part life is preparation for the next life. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, Durlava. Durlava is very rarely obtained. And modern anthropologists, they also admitted that after many evolutions of different species of life, this human form of life is obtained. But they do not know what it is meant for. That is answered here, Prahlad Maharaj. We have to pass through many millions of species of life. There are 900,000 species of life in the water, 1,100,000 species of life, jalajana ulakkhani sthavara lokavimshati. Sthavara means plants and trees. There are 2 million species of life. And jalajana ulakkhani sthavara lokavimshati kirmayo rudra sangha. And worms, they are 1,100,000 species of life. Kirimaya Rudra Sankha. Pakshinam Dasalakkam. And birds, there are 1,000,000 species of life. And then four-legged beasts, there are 3,000,000 species of life. And human form of life, beginning from the most uncivilized to the civilized form of life, there are only 400,000 species of life. So in consideration of all the total species of life, human form of life is very small. Only 400. Out of 8,400,000 of species of life, human form of life is only 400,000. Out of that, there are many uncivilized. So, the Aryan family, they are considered as advanced, civilized. So, with full developed consciousness, and therefore, this is the opportunity for understanding the value of life. So, kaumāravācarit prāgta dharmān bhāgavatāni ha dullabhāṁ mānasaṁ janma. Tadapi adhruvam. Adhruvam arthadam. He says that this life is very valuable, very rare, but it is also temporary. Because it is very rarely obtained, it is not permanent. It is also temporary, like cats and dogs, they have got their temporary body. But the one significance of this body is arthadam. Arthadam means you can derive the greatest value in this life. Arthadam. Artha means money. And paramartha means spiritual concept. That is also artha. So, one should be engaged for earning money, because the body requires material necessity, that's all right. But his real attention should be how to achieve spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. That is arthadam. That is the value of life. Jatahi purusasyeha Vishnu padopasarpanam jadeva sarvabhutanam priya atmesharam suhit. And what is that a spiritual consciousness, a purusasya Vishnu padopa sarpan. Vishnu means the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is called Vishnu, all pervading. The word used here, Vishnu. Vishnu means who is all pervading, at the same time he is a person. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is person, at the same time he is all pervading. How it is in our material concepts that we cannot imagine, but there is a proof in your presence. Just like the sun is localized, you can see every day. Sun glow is located at a certain place in the outer space, but the sun sign is all pervading. Sun is present everywhere by his all-pervasive sun sign. Similarly, Vishnu, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is in his abode, which is called Vishnu Loka, or the Kingdom of God, or Krishna Loka, whatever you may understand. He has got his particular abode. But at the same time, by his different energies, he is all pervading. There is another example of this all pervasiveness of God. In the Vishnu Purana, that just like fire is situated in one place, but its light and heat is distributed long, long distance. Similarly, whatever we see within this cosmic manifestation, that is diffusion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of God. So, Prahlad Maharaj points out that jatahi purusasyaiha Vishnu Pado Upasarpanam Jadeva Sarvabhutanang Priya Atme Saranswe. One should be Krishna conscious or God conscious. Why? Because he is the master of yourself and the most intimate friend. Swet. Jatha Atme Saram. Atmeshara means we are individual self, and he is the original super self. Just like we, for the present, we like this body, we love this body. Why? Because the body is the production of the soul. Without soul, there is no body. Just like a child born, if the soul is there, the child will grow. If the child is born dead, however chemically you can keep up that body, it will never grow. So that is the significance of the presence of the soul. So as the body grows on account of presence of the soul, similarly, the soul, individual soul, is the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that mamaivamsa jiva-bhuta, all these living entities, they are my part and parcel. We are part and parcel of God. You can study, you can understand what is the nature of God by studying yourself, because you are sample God, your miniature small God. Just like particle of gold is also a small particle, it is also gold. Similarly, because we are part and parcel of God, therefore, they are all the ingredients, all the chemical compounds in the God we have got. Another example, just like a drop of ocean water has got all the chemicals of the ocean. Similarly, although we are part and parcel of God, we have got all the propensities of God. So God cannot be imperfect. Because from the sample God, the living entities, we can understand that God has got all these propensities. And this Krishna consciousness movement, it is not new, it is in the Vedic literature, and it was given impetus for the present age by Lord Chaitanya. That is the significant point. Otherwise, Krishna consciousness is not a new manufactured idea or philosophical thesis. Krishna consciousness means as it is instructed in the Bhagavad Gita. That's all. The Bhagavad Gita, even from historical point of view, was instructed 5,000 years before. So in that sense, you can take it, this movement is as old as 5,000 of years. But actually, it is still older than that. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find in the fourth chapter, the Lord says that this philosophical thesis or yoga system was taught by me to Vibhasa, the sun god. Now, it is stated that sun god instructed this philosophy to his son Mano, and Mano taught to his son Ikhaku. In this way, by disciplic succession, this yoga system is coming down, but in course of time, the disciplic succession is broken, and therefore, today I shall speak to you the old system again. So if we take that account that it was taught to Vibhasa, the sun god, then the calculation is that it was taught before 40 millions of years ago. So in this way, we cannot calculate the history of Krishna consciousness. But so far the scriptures are concerned, there is some description of the history of Krishna consciousness. In one word, it is eternal function of the soul. It is not a new thing. As Krishna is eternal, similarly, his parts and parcels, the living entities, they are also eternal. Just like the history of the sun and history of the sun sign cannot be separated. Similarly, Krishna and his part and parcel, the living entities, cannot be separated. The separation or the forgetfulness is Maya. When the living entities, they forget their eternal relationship with Krishna, that is Maya. Just like the sun sign, a portion of sunshine is sometimes covered by cloud. The cloud is temporary. Similarly, our forgetfulness of Krishna or Vishnu or God is temporary. It is not eternal, but we are eternal. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is just to dissipate that cloud of ignorance or forgetfulness. So this chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, will help us in moving that cloud of ignorance or forgetfulness. The Prahlad Maharaj says that Jadeva Sarvabhutana Priya Atme Saram Suhit. So, why he is priya or dear? Because just like I love my body because it is the production of the soul, similarly, the soul is the production of Krishna. The soul is the production of Krishna. Therefore, ultimately, he is our dearmost friend. We are trying to love somebody. That somebody is a pervasive reflection of Krishna. Actually, just like the child is searching after the mother's breast, and it is crying. If somebody takes the child, he is not satisfied, because he cannot express that I want my mother. Similarly, we are hankering after loving Krishna in a perverted way. But because we have no information of Krishna, we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna, therefore we are loving this body, that body, ultimately I am loving a cat or dog or something. The love is there, but we have misplaced the love. As soon as we replace our love to Krishna, then our perfection of love is manifested and our perfection of life is also achieved. Lord Chaitanya preached this philosophy, the prema pumarthamaha. Prema, prema means love. His philosophy, Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is Aradha Bhagavan Vrajasatanaya. Vrajasatanaya means Krishna. Krishna appeared as the son of the king of Braja, Vrindavan. Therefore, and Tanaya means son. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a propagation, he is teaching. The substance of his teaching is that Krishna is the most worshipable object. Aradha Bhagavan Vrajasatam Tadhyamam Vrindavanam. And as he is worshipable, similarly, he is place, the Vrindavan, where he appears. That is also worshipable. Aradha Bhagavan Vrajasatamaya Tadhyamam Vrindavanam Ramya Kasid Upasana Vrajavadu Vijakulpita. And the method of worship, the best method of worship of Krishna was exhibited by the gopis. Now, what was the worshipable method of gopis? The gopis, they are not very learned scholars or Vedantists or theosophists or mental speculators. No, they are ordinary village girls, and that also not coming of a very high royal family or Brahmin family. They were cowherdsmen. So their fathers were not very rich, but they had several cows, that's all. So the gopis' method of Krishna worship was that they could not forget Krishna even for a moment. That was their quality. There are many verses about the mental situation of the gopis. I shall try to explain you about their mentality, how they are loving Krishna. Krishna used to take his cows to the forest for pasture, and the gopis, when Krishna is away from the village, the gopis were thinking, oh, Krishna's foot is so soft, and he's walking barefooted on the stones and chips of stone, and they are picking his foot. How much he is suffering. In this way they were thinking and crying. Krishna is away from the village and is walking in the forest, and the gopis are thinking at home that how much troublesome the walking is that he has gone out. In this way there are so many. While they were at home, while they were cooking, or they were feeding their children, always they are thinking of Krishna. That was their quality. They were so much absorbed in thought of Krishna that not a single moment were without Krishna. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that Ramya Kasid Upasana Brajavadhu Bhargavi Jakalpita. There is no better method of worship than it was conceived by the gopis. And what is that? The gopis, 24 hours were always Krishna conscious. They were requesting Krishna, my dear Krishna, many, many yogis, many, many saintly persons, they go to the forest and meditate upon your lotus feet, but they cannot fix up. They meditate your lotus feet, but they think of something else. They are not perfect. Their meditation fails. But in our case, your lotus feet is so much fixed up in our heart that we are thinking of you and we cannot discharge our family duties. So kindly get out of our heart. Just see. Please, excuse, kindly go out of our heart so that we can do our duty. That was their prayer. Therefore, that is Krishna consciousness, ideal Krishna consciousness. You have to mold your life in such a way that you cannot think of Krishna. You cannot think but Krishna only. The gopis were doing their duties, their housewives, girls, they had their husband, children. But in spite of all these things, they were thinking of Krishna. So this is the instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Manvana bhava madhvaktam madhyaji mang namaskuru. Krishna said that always be thinking of me in your mind. Manmana, mana means mind. Manmana bhava madhvaktam, and become my devotee. Don't think me as your enemy. Sometimes Krishna is thought of as enemy. That kind of thought is useless. Not useless. Of course, the enemies who thought of Krishna always, they also got salvation. Because they, after all, they thought of Krishna. But not in that way. Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta, just becoming my lover and devotee. Manmana bhavad bhakta madhyaji. Just worship me. Madhyaji maang namaskuru and offer your obeisances unto me. In this way, maam eva ishasi, you will come back to me. Asamshaya, without any doubt. So this is the benefit of Krishna consciousness. And Prahlad Maharaj is teaching that in this human form of life, especially from childhood, people should be taught God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, somehow or other. Then their life will be successful. And don't spoil your life, otherwise this is in instruction. They have begun and we shall continue it. If you please come, we shall talk further. If any question is there, you can put. Not the soul grow, but the body grow. What does that mean? What does it mean? Die? That is killing the child. That means you are murderer. Yes. You commit murder and you have to take the sequence. You do not allow the child to take his birth. That means you commit murder. As there is a child, if I cut into pieces, I am a murderer. Similarly, the child within the womb, if you kill it, then you are a murderer. Not shy, he takes another body. Start as soon as you make misuse of your independence. Illusion starts. I'll give you one example. Just like on the street, it is stated, there is signboard, keep to the right. Now, if you go to the left, so it is done under illusion. You know, keep to the right is the law. And as soon as you go to the left, this is illusion. That means misuse of your independence. You can go to the left, you have got the independence, but that is illusion. Material world is temporary. Yes, this energy is eternal. The energy by which the material world is created, that is eternal. But it is manifested at intervals. Krishna is eternal and Krishna's energy is also eternal. Just like sometimes you become angry, or you become very, you show some mood. That mood is already within you, but you are exhibiting at a certain time. So, this material world is created for the conditioned souls who have misused their independence and has thought of lording it over the material nature. So they are given a chance that you can enjoy this material world at your risk. So they come to enjoy this material world beginning from Brahma, the highest living being, and by their own work they become implicated, and therefore the living entity has to wander in the cycle of different species of body, changing there. Sometimes he is rich man, sometimes he is poor man, sometimes he is dog, sometimes he is god. In this way he is changed. So this is the action of material energy. But if you become completely successful in Krishna consciousness, then you are transferred to the spiritual energy, where you get, because you are eternal, so you get your eternal body there, not to die again and not to take birth, no disease, and birth, death, disease and old age is not in that body. So this material manifestation, as you might have read it in Bhagavad Gita, Bhutta Bhutta Praliyat, it is manifested for some time, but some duration of time. It is not eternal. Everything, just like your body, is manifested for some time. It is born, it is growing, it will give some byproduct, it will stay for some years, then it will become old and it will vanish. Similarly, this material world is created, it has grown, it will stay for some time, it will give some byproduct, then it will become old and it will vanish. Yes?
Why?
Yes. Yes. That is accepted by the anthropologist. They accept and not accept, so far Vedic literature is concerned, that you have to come through all the species of life. And here is the opportunity to get out of this cycle. This human form. Here is a chance that you can go out of the and cycle of birth and death. What is that?
Well, how does it feel? Well, what do you experience?
You are happy? Yes. We are confident that we are going back to Krishna. In your spiritual form, as this is your material form, similarly you have got your spiritual form. This material form is called dress. Just like your coat or sash is your dress. Now, the hand of the coat is made because you have got a hand. Similarly, this material body is so nicely made because you have got a spiritual body. That is out of your vision. When a man dies, we cannot see what things have gone, because in these eyes we cannot see spiritual things. We are accustomed to see matter, but actually there is spiritual body, there is mental body, and there is gross body, material body. The mental body is mind, intelligence, consciousness. These are, I mean, it's a mental body. And these five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, this is gross body. So within this gross body, there is subtle body. And within this subtle body, there is spiritual body. His light. The light, what do you mean by light? He is that, light. He is the original light. And from that original light, all other lights are distributed. From the original light, the diffusion is Brahma Jyoti. And the reflection of Brahma Jyoti is the sunlight. And the reflection of sunlight is the moonlight, or this electricity, or lamp, or everything. Therefore, he is the original light. Yeah, Krishna and Vishnu the same. Yes. There are three tattvas. Truth. The absolute truth is manifested in three departmental features. The first thing is Vishnu tattva. And the second is Shakti-tattva. Shakti means energy. Just like the sun and the sun's energy, sunlight. Similarly, Vishnu and his energy. The energy, originally the energy is one. Vishnu-shakti-para. Para means transcendent. But that parashakti is diversely manifested, generally in three ways. One is spiritual energy, another is material energy, another is marginal energy. We belong to the marginal energy. Marginal because if we like, we can be placed in the spiritual energy, and we can be placed in the material energy. So long we are in material energy, our condition, life is conditioned. And as soon as we are put into the spiritual energy, we become full free. So we are, every one of us, anxious to get freedom, because we are free by nature. We are spirit, free. That's why you are trying to go to this moon planet, or if possible you want to travel all over the planet. But we have no freedom, condition. They are trying for so many years even to go to the nearest planet, moon planet, but they are coming back again to this planet. Because they are conditioned. They are conditioned. But had you been free, then you could go to any planet. That is possible. Just like Narada Muni, he travels all over the space. So you can get that body, that is spiritual body. Yes. Krishna does not make. You make yourself good and evil. Just like the evil man goes to the prison house and the good man is given the chair of high court judge. That does not mean government makes any discrimination. It is the man himself who makes a fit for sitting in the high court judge's chair, and he makes him unfit to go there and he goes to the jail. If you say the government is making discrimination, that is, they are giving one man the high court chair judge and another man to the prison house. No, that is not right. For every man, every living entity, there is open field of activity. Just like if you like, you can become Krishna conscious, and you can go back to Krishna. Krishna is canvassing. Sarva-dharmān parityajya mānekam saranam. Ahankaram sarva-pāpibhya mokkhaiṣa. Please come to me. Please surrender unto me. I shall give you all protection from all sinful actions. Now, if we take to that proposition, then immediately we get freedom. But we are not agreeable. We want to stay here and become cats and dogs and hogs. So what Krishna can help? Krishna is giving you opportunity, everyone. Come on. Immediately I accept it. As soon as you surrender. So there is nothing to do. That one man is evil. He is suffering. Evil, 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 he will suffer. If you are a thief, you will suffer, you go to the jail. If you are an honest man, you will be offered good, a nice post. So it is up to me to become evil or good. It is not Krishna's creation. When a high court judge convicts a man that this man should be hanged, that high court judge has no enmity with that man. It is law says that this man has done such and such thing, he must be convicted and must be hanged. So the high court judge has no enmity with that man or partiality with another man. No. Similarly, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has no enemy, no friend. He is equal to everyone. For as you become, so he gives you the result. That's all. Jidathamang prapatvanti tang sriyo yamaham. So Krishna is impartial. He is equal to everyone. You are to suffer according to your own act. So you have to rectify yourself.
An evil man is part of the forms of life.
Yes.
He will do the forms of life. I must be an evil man at one time.
Yes.
He always
no. 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 You don't. Do you think that all men are evil? You have to pass through the species. That does not mean that you have to pass through the evil species. You may pass through the good species. Just like amongst the animals, there are evil animals, there are good animals. So, you have to pass through the animal species of life. It does not mean that you have to pass through the evil species. You may pass through the good species. The good and evil are there in every species of life. But that is also depending on your karma, on your work.
If you have good karma, you may only have to pass through
the good. If you have good karma, then you may not have to pass through any species. This species of life is the last species. Certainly. What is the difference between you and animals? Why do you think that it has no soul? Huh? When you are asking questions, you answer my question. Why do you think that animal has no soul? First of all, answer this. Why do you think like that? The animal has soul. Otherwise, what is the meaning of passing through this species? The soul is passing through this species. Yes, and human soul is, the consciousness is developed. Therefore, human being can utilize his consciousness for being freed from this cycle of birth and death. That is the difference. The animal cannot. The animal soul or the consciousness is not developed. Your consciousness is developed. That is the difference between yourself and animal. If you don't utilize your developed consciousness to its proper place, then you are also animal. Because you don't utilize your opportunity. That is being instructed by Prahlada Maharaj to his class fellows. Now this is the opportunity. Kaumarang acharat prag. If you are intelligent, immediately begin Krishna consciousness. It is very difficult to understand. Do you think this child's consciousness and your consciousness same? So with the development of this body of this child, he'll get greater consciousness. So according to different types of body, the consciousness changes. The consciousness is there, but development takes place according to the body.